For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Since the war on terrorism began, Afghan opium production has increased over 2,000%. U.S.-occupied Afghanistan is by far the greatest source of illicit drug production worldwide. This week, the U.S. State Department told Congress that plans are being made to increase American involvement in Afghan counter-narcotics efforts and for a new Air Mobile Rapid Reaction Eradication Force to be deployed to enforce opium eradication objectives. Incredibly, according to Washington, the effort is expected to take decades. On July 13th, the Tehran Times blasted the West for failing to take serious measures to control U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's opium harvest. Recalling Britain's role as the aggressor in the 19th century opium wars, the Iranian newspaper accused the U.S. of deliberately fostering Afghan drug production to help America assert its hegemony over the world. At a hearing last week, Republican Congressman Don Sherwood stated that, quote, "Our drug policy in Afghanistan has been an utter, abject, total failure," end quote. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Over the decades of fighting flowers for the sake of the children, the U.S. influence and outright requirements of other nations to participate in international drug treaties and the U.S. interpretations of scientific fact stand as the primary forces working to assure the policy of eternal drug prohibition. The drug warriors of planet Earth, mostly U.S. politicians, cops, judges, scientists, and others whose work serves to instigate themselves into the mechanism of drug war, inertia, greed, and ignorance provide cover and are the only real mechanisms of waging drug war. The biggest stumbling block lies with those politicians who made their bones by calling for an eternal jihad against drug users. As it turns out, these are the vastly underpaid and highly uninformed minions of the true drug lords, the bankers, the multinational corporations, and the cartels themselves. After decades of entrenching and fortifying themselves into this position, how will these officials ever manage to extricate themselves from this predicament? My advice, head down to the river of reform for baptism, ASAP. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.